The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I got to get some of those break and bake style cookies that we saw yesterday. I don't know if they're out yet or they're brand new out. They're Dunkaroos sugar cookies, like the kind that you break and place the little dough balls on the cookie sheet and then just go to town.
Really?
Yeah, it's got the sugar cookie itself and then whatever little Dunkaroos color flake things in there.
I love those.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. I was raised on those, what are they, Pillsbury?
The chocolate chip.
The long round tube.
Yeah.
Cut it into fours and put them on the baking sheet like that. Man, I love those damn chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Oh.
These types are my favorite, the kind that you just break apart and bake. I would rather have those than any out of a batter or homemade mix or any of that stuff. I would rather have those, mainly peanut butter and sugar cookies.
Why do they always say don't eat raw cookie dough, but then everything is like, oh, cookie dough ice cream and cookie dough this?
Well, don't eat too much of it is what I was always told.
Yeah, because it's got raw eggs in it.
You can eat a little
bit of it. But you can eat a raw egg if it's fresh. It won't hurt. Like, you know, Rocky drank them.
That's right. Never seen that?
Yeah, I could never do that.
Mm-mm. Awesome.
Mm-mm. So you won't get sick if you eat raw cookie dough.
If you eat the whole tube of it, probably. But I don't think so. I eat it all the time. And then, you know, same thing with sourdough. I eat it.
Oh, God. Riggin, does that say 100 raw eggs? It went off the screen right as I was looking. It said 100 raw eggs this guy's chugging in various glasses.
Yeah, I don't want to look at
it. Yeah, he has big beer steins full of raw eggs, and he's just chugging them, 100 raw eggs as fast as he possibly can. I know, that's gross.
It's like,
It's one thing seeing somebody do it, like a boxer do it or something like Rocky. But
exactly.
But when somebody's going to do 100 of them, like, okay. Ugh. Along the lines of the time that I watched the Pacquiao Mayweather pre-fight, like a 24/7 thing on HBO, the build-up to it. And Pacquiao admitted that when in training, there are certain points during training that he will drink his own urine to help cleanse his body. And I was like, what? And then he goes, then you saw him, like, do it. You're like, oh, he's not kidding around at all.
Well, that's gross.
That is gross.
I mean, okay, somebody else's and you're drinking it fountain style, then that's a different story.
Don't even say that fountain style. Gross. That's horrible.
It is. Especially if you pay too much for it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Get ripped off.
People do some weird. But
I just don't trust myself, though, to be alone with those Dunkaroo sugar cookies. Because that's where I would need somebody to be able to step in front, be in between me and the cookies.
You need a monitor. All right. You're going to eat again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the best expressions I've ever heard that TJ told me one time. You know, you will eat again. Oh, okay. You're saying I'm eating too much right now.
Yeah. Get it all into one thing.
You will eat again. You want something to say to somebody that makes them realize, like, oh, wow, that was like a blunt shot between the eyes. Hey, you will eat again.
That's what I should have told my friend when she was eating all my snacks.
Yeah. Should have. You'll snack again.
But she was like, not in this house.
At your house. Go snack at your own house.
All right. Ace, what do you think the number one sign is that people have become comfortable in a relationship?
I think for a lot of people, it's not for me, but I think a lot of people, it's farting.
Yeah, I think so too. And but it would never be for me.
I don't get that.
I'm not comfortable enough in my relationship right now.
Never have been, never will be.
I've been married for 81 years.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Rick? You don't do that in relationships, do you?
I can't, never.
Do they? You ever dated a farting girl?
I don't think so.
Because a lot of girls do it.
Yeah.
They'd be so grossed out.
I know. Yeah. Alexis?
I dated a guy?
That farts?
No.
In front of you, and you fart in front of him?
No.
On
that's
him.
Not cute.
Yeah, they
think.
Yeah, we used to have there was a woman that worked with us. We love her. Her name's Monica, and she and her husband, they both thought it was so funny to fart on each other, and, you know. Didn't she say he would give her the Dutch oven in the bed, like just hold the covers over her head and she'd laugh?
Yeah.
Flatulence is not funny.
I hear you.
Well, sometimes it can be.
Yeah, I mean, they still think farts are funny, but I don't want to be dating somebody that's farting.
Especially if they're having productive farts.
Gross. Stop.
You know, they say you have a productive cough, which means you're getting the phlegm up. Nobody ever says you have a productive cough.
That would be bad.
Whoop.
Got changed my underwears.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's gross. So all these other people, nobody said that in this survey. And that's why I don't think it's true, because that would be the number one thing I think people would say. They said sleeping in the same bed, meeting their family, leaving the door open when you go to the restroom.
That's another one I think that's...
Yeah, I don't do that.
That happens in your life.
I know, and I hate it. I hate it.
What, she leaves the door open, or she wants to open the door while you're in there?
She just leaves the door open when she goes into the bathroom. It's like, stop. Then again, I think it may be doors in general, because she doesn't close any door, hardly ever.
When I go to the restroom in the high, I lock our bedroom door, I lock the bathroom door, and I lock the toilet door.
I don't lock them, but I'll close them. Even if I'm home alone, I'll close the bathroom door and then close the door into where the toilet is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never close doors.
I lock them
always.
All. I mean, you know.
I don't lock them.
For somebody to be able to get to where I am, it would be considered a heist.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter where I've ever lived, even if I'm alone, if I go into the bathroom, door's closed.
And
that's interesting.
This may be weird.
You don't need to be in there when I'm in the bathroom.
I actually enjoy a lengthy restroom session in a port-a-john.
Ew.
I mean, it's
stop.
Especially if I see one that's at a construction site or something, I can't just pass it by. I'm like, I mean, it'd be like somebody going, "Oh, hey, look, there's a spa," and they have a sign out there that says free. I can't pass that up. It's the same with me in a port-a-john. I just love it.
That's luxurious.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's just sometimes I have to spoil myself.
Yeah.
For the better things in life.
Sometimes.
Gosh. I've never had to use a port-a-john.
No.
Me neither.
Never.
You have?
I have.
Oh.
At the Renaissance Festival.
Uh-oh, you ate something bad?
No, I had to pee.
Well, no, we're talking about
it. Oh, that, no, uh-uh.
Yeah, but even then, women have to...
But when you have to pee as a girl, you still have to, like...
Yeah. God, he's gonna be like, you heathen, like, you pooped at the Renaissance Festival. Like, get it together. That's what you were saying, at the Renaissance Festival. Like, you didn't
play
it for me?
Well, of course, at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, my God. Thank God you clarified.
Those turkey legs, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would. I'd be like, I just said turkey. Like, why am I having to take it right now? That's so weird.
It's not like I had a turkey leg covered in taco sauce.
Yeah, and chili and cheese. Turkey leg.
But she's tiny.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. I mean, one of those big turkey legs is about as big as her leg.
Yeah, true. That's true.
I'd rather, I don't know.
Hmm?
I'd rather go out to the car or something.
To the car?
Yeah, in the car.
Yeah.
Would you just leave? Ugh. Like, if you had just gotten there rigged and you realized that it was happening, you're like, all right, guys, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I gotta go home.
No, doing that in a port-a-john.
Another one on the list is calling each other pet names. Riggins, you don't seem like the pet name kind of person.
I am.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What, like you, what do you call your girlfriends?
Babe and... I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, that, I don't really count that, though.
Oh, no?
More like
no,
little I would lovey think, puff.
Yeah, more like little, sugar britches.
Little
sugar
mm-hmm. bunny boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no.
Boo-boo.
No.
My little snuggle.
Yeah.
Snuggle. My Smoopy. Hey, Smoopy.
That's just noises at that point.
Hey, Smoopy, what you doing?
So, Alexis, do you do the pet names with your boyfriend? You never have?
Mm-mm. That's not my style.
Like, they don't call you any pet names? Like, where you going, fun size, Snicker?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's
where you going?
I get called fun size all the time.
Where are you going? Which I'll go when I asked.
You little chupacabra. Get over here.
Come here, baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, I call you baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Cause you baby Yoda.
I do have someone that calls me that. That's funny, actually.
Man, I...
Baby Yoda.
I slipped back the other... I guess it was last Friday night. I slipped back into... one of my friend groups growing up in Winfield, Louisiana, where I was the only white one. And you know how a lot of times black guys, they'll just come up with a nickname on a just boom, and that's your name forever.
And it may or may not have any basis in reality.
Yeah, exactly. So we were at the dirt track races, and it was my son, and it was my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael. Well, we were getting our passes, pit passes thing. And it was loud in there, and Michael had written his name on the sheet or whatever, and the guy couldn't read it. And so he said, he would say, oh, Jenny, and he'd put her thing on, and he would say, Aiden, and he put it on. So he got to Michael, and he said, he looked at it, goes, Mitchell, whatever. And I was like, ah, that's your name from now on, Mitchell. You're going to be Mitchell from now on. And I mean, I just started laughing and going, he Mitchell. And so I've been calling him Mitchell since last Friday.
He Mitchell now. I can't wait.
That's just annoying as hell.
Haha, your name is Mitchell. Yeah, like
I'm 16 standing outside a stadium. Look at me. Hey, his name is Mitchell now.
Worst. You're so aggy. He's probably like, great.
Well, you poor boy, you heard what I said? I said he's Mitchell.
You heard me. Mitchell.
Who? Mitchell. Right there, Mitchell. Michael Mitchell now. Mitchell, why? That guy called him Mitchell. Ah!
You're the worst. He's the worst.
Yeah. It's the worst. It's pretty accurate, though, to what a locker room sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, see, to me, that's one of the benefits of having a multicultural upbringing such as I did. Well, not multi, just two. My town had, it was 50-50, black, white. It was nothing else.
Yeah. Bicultural.
Yeah.
Hey, why y'all calling him Mitchell? You weren't with us the other night. There's a guy that called his name. He had it written on a piece of paper.
It'll tell everybody.
He said Michael. He couldn't read his writing. He called him Mitchell. Hey, what? He called him Mitchell. Him. Mitchell. What? Ah! Mitchell! What's up, Mitchell?
That's too funny. Poor Michael.
That is so shockingly accurate.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something.
So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ooh, 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 ooh. There was a story that I could not hardly wait to ask, what's her name about? Oh, girl.
Alexis?
Alexa. Because, I mean, it seemed like some stupid, I mean, some some kind of stuff that she would put a lot of stock into. You know, yesterday's date was 11/11.
Yes.
Did you make a wish?
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Wow. Because this poll found that 1 in 7 Americans make a wish. It's even higher for younger people. Around 1 in 4 adults under 35 say they made a wish at 11/11. 11/11 on 11/11. Women are slightly, yeah, right, more likely to do it than men. And people who do it are more likely to believe in other supernatural stuff. That's where I'm going with this, why it made me think of Alexa.
Blair Witch over here.
Mm-hmm. Half believe in karma and karma apples, which I love, a good karma apple. And they think, here it is, quote unquote, spiritual energy is real. 36% believe in fate and 21% believe in magic. Do you believe in magic?
I don't believe in magic.
Okay, so the only ones of those you believe in, I'm guessing, are fate and spiritual energy. No, you probably believe in karma as well.
Yeah, I mean, I believe what you put into the universe, you're going to get back.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
But with the 11/11, I feel like everybody has a different path number. 11/11 is not my number.
Oh, a path number.
Never heard of that.
What is that?
And suddenly we've taken a hard left.
I knew. I knew we would strike space gold somewhere. We just kept exploring the universe.
We're just digging for some space gold.
So what do you call it? A code?
A path number.
Path number. Mm. What is that?
So a path number is a number that you see reoccurring in your life. Like, you'll see it randomly in places, and it's a number that corresponds to like you. It's your number. It's your spiritual number. It means that when you, like, if you keep seeing this number throughout your life, you're on the right path. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
I'm going to answer.
So then mine would be 2.
Do you see 2 a lot?
I say I have to pay 2 mortgages. I split my check amongst 2 people over 2 households.
Always want to be looking at 2. Yeah.
Your life took a number 2.
Yeah. Yeah, my life took a number 2 for a while. I mean, yeah, that's okay, so 2 is my pathway, but it's a pathway not to greatness, that's for sure. It's a pathway to debt.
So, I actually have heard of this with the young people. They believe in this sort of stuff. You know, along with the crystals and all of that, Ace, but what is your number? Oh, you're not supposed to tell anybody
what
your number is?
No, I can tell you, but it's horrible. I hate that it's my number.
Oh, is it 69?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what else would be hard? Oh, 13?
It's 6. 666.
Oh.
It's like 6, yeah. And every time I've tried to figure out
a different
number. Is it 666 or is it 6?
Well, no, but I see it's 6, but I see multiple 6s all the time.
Okay, but there's a difference in seeing 4 6s, 2 6s, and but, 1, you know, 5. Yeah. It's a whole different thing.
And you also have multiple 6 partners all the time.
No, do not.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Wow, that's very, where do you see a 6?
Just in random places.
Right. Here at work, where it's 96.1 yeah. that
See?
You're on.
What?
96.1. It's always around.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeding off your energy and vibes.
I know.
So when there was a thought about working here, did it kind of define the fact that the frequency here in the Mothership Market of Charlotte is 96.1? It's meant to be.
I didn't even think about it till now, which just blew my mind a little bit.
Well, oh, my God.
I know. I'm holding it in.
Now, is this a dope smoker thing, like to think this way kind of stuff, or?
No.
No? No, the pothead people don't think the same way?
I don't think every pothead person thinks the same way.
You don't?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Riggins?
I don't smoke weed. What are you talking about? What the hell?
Damn. In your weed smoking days?
No, okay, so how often do you see the 6? You said
I would say I would see it on maybe every other day basis, like not on a daily basis, but it's random. It's just random.
Yeah, except for the frequency and all the signs around here.
Now I didn't even think about that.
All right.
See, like on a clock or on a channel or
yeah,
it's a basic number. It's not like it's a 3-digit odd number. It's the number 6.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, 6B.
Yeah.
But it's good to see it, though, right? According to what you said, it means you're on track?
Yeah. It's supposed to mean that you're on the right path.
Okay. Now, where does that knowledge come from, then? What kind of, some sort of...
It's astrological.
Like from your astrological signs and all? Like...
Yeah,
do Virgos see 6s more than what any of that stuff?
You get your number from your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And who made up all of that? Who wrote that book?
I'm not sure about that.
Is this anything like numerology?
I don't know, honestly. I haven't looked deep into it.
I don't know if this is numerology or not. And I love my sister. But I had to talk her down off the ledge the other day when she was telling me something. I saw it going around on Instagram before this. My sister goes, just so you know, do you know that if you take that Joe Biden's text number for his campaign was like, I don't know the numbers. But it was like, it was his text number is 303030. And if you divide that by 2020, the year he's running to be president, do you know you get 666? I checked it out. I've done it. I said you need to throttle it back a little bit. I said, you got to be kidding me with that. You know, no, I did it. I did it, David. It is exactly what it comes up to. I did it on my calculator. I know. I'm just saying, you're reaching now for things. Like, slow down,
Alexis. You think that's ridiculous?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen different examples of it, and I think it's just coincidence sometimes.
Oh, okay.
That's not.
All right. So, but yours is real.
Yeah.
Your number grams are real. And it's leading your life. All right. But I am fascinated in all this stuff. And y'all have to admit, Riggins and Ace and Rob, I've grown a lot. There have been times where I would sit here so disgusted and be going, trying to talk her out of that and going, don't you know? It doesn't make sense. And that's ridiculous. And it's not realistic and all of that. Now I'm not doing that. I'm just listening and taking it in. Not trying to change her mind.
I will.
Really, I'm not.
Such growth and acceptance on your part.
Mm-hmm.
Look how open-minded TJ is now.
Well, I'm not. Open-minded usually means that you don't agree. If you're closed-minded, it means you don't agree with liberals. Usually is how that's presented. But in this case, you're right, Ace. I'm more open-minded to not lashing out.
Right. Okay.
And trying to help the person.
But also, I'm not like completely crazy. So I feel like you guys know, like, okay, well, she's not crazy all the way.
Of course.
It doesn't take over her life.
I like that. I like that there's a built-in gauge. She's not crazy all the way.
All the way. She's, you know.
I'm not all the way crazy. I'm like, just you know,
a little loopy. That's
you
it.
Just believe in sorcery and.
Not sorcery. That's magic.
Yeah.
Okay. Organic earth energy.
Okay.
I do believe in organic earth energy.
What other kind of earth energy would there be?
Fake.
Is there non-organic earth energy?
If it's from the earth, it couldn't be fake.
Yeah. What was the earth energy of the guy that lived with you and stole your cell phone and ate your leftovers? What was his life energy?
What was his magic number? Yeah.
He had no earth energy.
Couples have a number? Can you have it? Can you have a number and then the couple can have a special number as well?
I don't know, because I've never really gotten that deep into that.
Because as a kid, my favorite number was 8, and that was my football number, but not for any other reason other than that was Archie Manning's number for the New Orleans Saints, and he was my favorite football player. So I don't know what that means.
You're a redneck. Yeah.
That's what that means.
Thank you.
They look in the crystal ball.
I'm guessing that a lot of the guys that you have dated have been strongly Christian. And you never got in an argument with them about that kind of stuff? And,
no.
You know, but, I'm not being sarcastic. Yeah. I bet they were raised to be strict Christians, you know?
Mm-hmm. My ex was actually grew up Jehovah's Witness like I did, but...
Yeah, I knew that. There was that one.
Yeah. This is something fairly new that I've kind of gotten into within the last year and a half, so... Okay. Yeah.
So good, right before we got you. That's right. Good deal.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, she said your mama's coming to visit. She going to be here for Thanksgiving?
No, she's coming Thursday, and she and my sister are coming Thursday, and they'll be here until Monday, just the two of them for Amanda's having a bridal thing on Sunday.
Is that a brunch?
Yeah, I guess it's more like a shower, a bridal shower kind of thing.
Oh, she's going to take a shower. Finally. Mm-hmm.
Next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're coming Thursday.
I was like, that's not this Sunday. Okay.
Oh, it's on a Sunday. Oh. Must be a big deal.
Just to backtrack
for
a second.
On the Lord's Day.
It's very sweet that this girl, Courtney, just sent a message that, Alexis, isn't 666 the sign of the devil? Girl, be careful. Yeah. But the 666 is not the number that you see. It's just the number six that you see a lot of. Mm-hmm. So.
All good.
Not the devil. I'm not looking at the devil. It's okay. Mm.
The devil's got his eye on you, though. he's got your number. Mm-hmm. Devilish. I can't believe Rob has been sitting in there with his blue blocker glasses on for about an hour now, and Alexis hasn't called him Four Eyes.
I don't think we can talk to Rob. He's in a waiting room for PS5.
I'm working. That's cool. I'm doing everything. I can multitask.
So you're buying a PS5? Yesterday you bought the new Xbox. You're getting a PS5 now?
I'm going to try, because, I mean, if nothing, even if I don't want to keep it, I can sell it.
Yeah? But you know your ass will keep it.
You're right.
I thought you weren't getting them because they record everything.
I'm not. I don't play PlayStation games with my friends in chat, so I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. I heard the new Xbox, though, wasn't a whole lot different than the old one.
It's not.
Just has more memory and stuff. And
it runs faster.
Oh, it's faster.
Yeah.
So, again, though, Rob, okay, if you get the new Xbox, if you get the new Xbox, can you play online against people on that have the older version of the Xbox?
Right now, yes. For at least a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah, because my son didn't ask for a new one.
We didn't?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh. And he didn't. He's the one told me about the Pisser 5 recording everything. That's crazy. Like whatever you're on saying on the chats, it records it, and then you know can come back to use it against you later. The damn Japanese.
I don't like that.
Well, now we've been at war with them once.
Yeah. Hate to have to whip their ass again.
You know, because if my boy wants to call some mean girl a fatty, then he better not be having that, you know, as a canceler,
right,
for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, think of all the kids that could have been canceled had it been recording, the Xbox been recording the way they spoke to you, Riggins, or the way they speak to you when you get killed in games.
Yeah, that's fun, and I say way meaner shit to them. I'll hurt somebody's feelings. I don't care.
You probably love it.
I mean, he's arguing with the 12-year-old that just killed him. Playing Fortnite.
Yeah, twerp.
So does Meredith, your girlfriend, Rob, does she play these games with you? I can't remember. She does. She's not as into them as you are.
She doesn't really care about them one way or the other.
Yeah, obviously. Because she's still there.
Right.
I think a lot of women would say, you're too much into this shit.
I don't really play when she's around, though.
I know, but she's thinking, in two days, you're going to spend $10,000 on video games.
Sheesh.
The PS5 is what, 300? 400?
It's 5.
500? So both of them, 500.
Yeah.
And are you going to have to get upgrades on this one like you did the Xbox?
No, because I don't play the PlayStation as often.
Okay.
So why get it? Why do you need two of them? I don't understand that.
I want them.
Alexis.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's probably buying them for himself for his birthday.
Yeah, and it's his money. He's spending it how he chooses.
Yeah, that's fine. I just am trying to understand.
Some people get bottle service and, you know, nights out at the club. Some people get console.
Why is that the option that you choose?
Yeah, why is that the option?
Well, I don't know. What do you spend a lot of
money? Because I don't spend money on bottle service. It gets paid for me. Don't blame me. Okay?
Oh. What do you spend a lot of money on?
Yeah, bottles of Windex. You're clean as shit. Clean as shit. My girlfriend messed up.
I need a lot. Give me all you got.
Bottle service in the club. You got to clean the table. Then we'll get some champagne.
Damn.
Missed a spot on it. Don't put your fingerprints on it.
Damn number pathway is 409 tonight. And your ass is fantastic.
Yeah.
All of it's in that basket. Then I give you a beer.
Golly, y'all. Can't stand
number
you guys.
409.
You heard what I said?
Whatever.
I said number 409.
That's her nickname now. Windex.
Little Ann.
Oh, I could not take them anywhere. And I already know my friends. They're going to, like, if I was ever to be out somewhere with TJ and he was roasting me, they would all be on his side, dying laughing, nobody on my side.
Hmm. Oh, well.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's because you're such a good sport about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever referred to myself going to do an activity where I said I'm going to be popping bottles
in the club.
Never.
You've never said that?
I've never popped bottles in the club.
popping bottles.
No, I have.
I've inquired about the price before and decided that's a waste of money. I'm not doing that.
It's definitely way overpriced. It's ridiculous.
How much would it cost me to pop some bottles?
Yeah.
She's like, David, let's get a bottle. Yeah. That's all right. I can hear it in my head. David.
It's a contest. If we buy the bottle, then we could win a chance to meet him backstage. Yeah. Calvin Harris.
I love Calvin Harris.
And DJ Laser.
Let me talk to David. I'm like, who are you talking about? Ace. Oh. Let me talk to David. Like, who the fuck is that? Who is that? I don't know any David.
It is weird when she will text like David. I'm just like, it's Ace.
Yeah.
So
David.
What would it cost to pop a bottle? Oh, 500? Never mind. We'll take two vodka tonics. That's great. Yeah. We're good. And a shot. I tell you what, I'll throw it a shot of tequila. We're not driving.
But, I mean, seriously, even if I wasn't old, I would think paying all that money.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
For a bottle of liquor that you could get for $30.
Yeah.
That you're going to get and sit up in a old gloomy-ass looking club with fluorescent lights flashing all over and loud-ass music. When I was 24, even if somebody were going to buy it for me, I would say, don't waste your money on that. I was just about to say, let's get the hell out of here.
I'm not drinking champagne. I'm in a club.
And I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a man. Well, I mean, like, you might want to buy it for me.
I hate champagne.
Yeah, I won't pay for it.
I hate champagne.
I like a good bubbly. Every once in a while.
And I damn sure wouldn't call it bubbly.
A bit of the bubbly.
I thought that was stupid when I was a kid. I'd see men on TV going, a little of the bubbly for you.
Yeah.
A little of the bubbly for me.
Who bought the bubbly? Like, there is a...
You sound like an idiot.
Yeah. There is a professional wrestler, TJ, his name is Chris Jericho, who, as the world champion, began pointing out, calling himself, because he's from Canada, he began calling himself La Champion. And everything in all of his videos begin with him drinking champagne because he's the world champion. He goes, you know who it is, it's La Champion, enjoying a bit of the bubbly. And it became a running joke. And so now he has T-shirts and all that have that. He refers to it every time as a bit of the bubbly.
I do want to shake a champagne bottle though and like pop it open like they do. I've never done. I want to do that.
No way you could do that.
I totally could do that.
No, you couldn't.
We could make
Why
that.
Not?
You're too little That's to easy. Be able to shake it, and then you wouldn't be able to get the top out of it.
I used to open champagne bottles all the time at work.
Not when they were all fizzy.
Let's do it.
We can do it.
I'd like to see your little ass shaking a big bottle of champagne.
Have you seen the Magnum bottles of champagne?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like one of those, imagine.
When?
I would have to grab it like
for, yeah. For Peyton's birthday, and when she turned 21 in July, we had the, I think we told you, we had this special champagne bottle that you can order that has her name on it and everything. And we lived uptown at the time. We're on the 22nd floor or whatever it was of the building. And they have plexiglass, clear glass, all around where the couches are. And I said, so, just pop the top off of that. Then we'll get a picture. If you want to shake it, we'll get a picture of you doing that. She goes, okay. And she decided to shake it up a little bit in advance. And when she popped the thing, that cork shot out and it cleared that plexiglass by about 40 feet. It was just poof and it was gone. And I was like, oh, that's going to hit somebody down the street. And I just ran to the edge like, I lost it. Can't see it. I don't see it. And I was scared to death it was going to hit a car or something going down.
Did you tell her about the time you shot her mama in the neck with a champagne cork outside the Holiday Inn in Huntsville?
It. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Ace.
True story.
What?
I didn't even do anything. True story.
New Year's Eve party.
There was a New Year's Eve party that our radio station was involved in. TJ and I were the hosts, and it was packed. I mean,
lit.
It crushed. Line out the door all night long, people waiting to get in. You couldn't leave your spot to go to the bathroom or else you would lose your spot, that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's over. Big night. The guy that owned the thing came outside. He goes, man, I can't thank you guys enough. This was an incredible one. It's our biggest New Year's Eve ever. He goes, he had a whole crate of champagne. He goes, grab a couple bottles of champagne for yourself. Take them home with you, man. Just want to say thank you. And so I just reached up. I grabbed a bottle of champagne. TJ grabbed one. And so I am standing. We're standing outside. And I am standing there talking to the guy with TJ. And the guy leaves. and my ex-wife, Shinette, and TJ's wife, Jody, come walking up together. And as they're coming up, as Shinette's walking up, I'm just standing there holding the bottle of champagne at my side. Not even paying attention. I'm talking. I'm not shaking. I'm not moving. And suddenly you hear, and it was louder than that. I didn't know what the sound was. And the cork shot out. And Shinette's probably 10 yards away. Closer than that.
Yeah, she was close.
And I heard her go,
oh my God.
And I'm just looking like, what just happened? And then I looked down and realized, oh my God, that's the cork out of my champagne. It shot out and hit her just to the left of where your Adam's apple would be on a guy. And it's pow. And she had a.
I know that hurt.
Oh, I mean, it bruised up. It made a big bruise.
Into her knees.
That. Yeah.
I bet.
Like a deer.
Suddenly she was just. And she was like, why would you do that? I'm like, do what?
Why would you do that?
What? Oh my God. And like, I didn't even realize what had happened.
But you didn't shake it or anything?
Yeah. I took it. All I did was I took it out of the box.
Yeah.
Out of the crate. You. Took it out of the crate and was just standing there holding it by my side. And maybe I turned while we were talking or something, but I wasn't shaking it, you know.
Did it still have the foil on it?
No.
Oh, that's crazy. No. Someone said
yeah,
you
yeah, they had taken what they'd done is they'd gone in and taken them all off before they sold them. He said, grab a couple out of here. I got to take these back inside. So TJ grabbed one and I grabbed one. It just goes off and pow.
Because they needed to be able to open them in a hurry because it was part of the ticket was everybody got champagne at midnight.
Yeah. And I mean, just right in the neck.
You know.
That was like the thing that I was the most scared of every time I did when I was a server or bartender and did wine service at a table. First of all, it's already awkward enough that you have to do the whole presentation and you're standing there like, this is your bottle of wine, and you have to take the cork. And my hands are small, so usually proper wine service, the label always has to be facing the person that ordered the wine, and you have to be able to do it like while you're opening the bottle, the label always has to face the person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that because my hands are too small, so I would have to like maneuver the bottle. But the thing I was most scared of was I'm going to take the cork out and it's going to hit somebody in the face. Every time I thought about it, I'm like, oh, let me just like move it away a little bit. Or the cork breaking of a very nice wine bottle, and then I'm stuck with being like, can't serve this wine bottle. I broke the cork. And that happened to me a couple of times. I broke the cork.
Yeah, you just got to go get a screwdriver and push it all the way down in there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't mind. Just knock off a couple of dollars.
Putting a screwdriver in your $400 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, good news. Your bottle of wine is now
$390.
Yeah. Just push the cork down in there.
Not many people, though, know how to properly.
No.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't know how to properly open a bottle of champagne.
That's
weird. Because you hold it in your hand, you hold the cork still, and you turn the bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's three times it should pop.
Yeah,
and you always have your hand over it.
Yeah.
So
the cap just unscrews right off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not nearly as fun that way.
No.
Yeah.
But it'll save your windows and lights.
Yeah. And your ex-wife.
And your face and your neck.
And your jugular.
All true.
Your larynx.
How could you? You son of a bitch.
Yes. What just happened here?
Yeah. Happy New Year to me. This is going to be a great year. I'm going to leave you at some point. I'm not going to forget this.
Breaking up with your old wireless provider just got a whole lot easier thanks to Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, you might have heard of them, the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. And now Mint Mobile is introducing their unlimited data plan for just $30 a month. Yeah. Unlimited data, just $30 a month. If you hate your phone bill, you're ready to cut ties with big wireless. Mint Mobile offers their premium unlimited plan for $30 a month. So how are they able to do it? Because by going online only, Mint Mobile eliminated the traditional costs of retail. Plus, they've then passed those savings on to the customer. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with your Mint Mobile plan, and you keep your same phone number. You keep all your contacts. And if you are not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with a 7-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to mintmobile.com/ACETJ, A-C-E-T-J, mintmobile.com/ACETJ. Cut your unlimited wireless bill to $30 a month right now at mintmobile.com/ACETJ.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ Button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at AceTJ.com.
Man, I am going to have a hard time going home today and doing anything other than looking at TV and dozing off. Because it is it's storming here, as they would say in South Louisiana. Storm. There's a big storm coming.
Storming?
Mm-hmm. It right now, outside our studio, it looks like it's midnight.
Yeah, it's very dark.
Oh, and if you're listening at midnight because you downloaded the podcast, it's not midnight. It's 9:51 where we live in the morning.
9:51.
You're like, well, hell, it looks like midnight. It is midnight. Dumbass. Mm-hmm. So Alexis, all she did yesterday was sleep and watch some stupid show. No, because she threw off something on me.
I threw off?
Yes. I don't even know what was going on. She's like, you're supposed to do da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, was the first time hearing about da-da-da-da-da. So, okay. But I'm not going to do it da-da-da-da today.
Sorry.
It's not going to be ready today. But yeah, it was clear that she was just throwing a baton at me to hear. All right, now you run. I'm finished.
My interpretation's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. But, you know, I can't do it in a storm. I got to be outside to do this kind of brainstorming. You can't just, I mean, the way my mind works on something as big as this project is going to be, there's no way I can be sitting inside.
It's outside.
Yeah. Only. I got to be outside when the weather's nice, not during a storm. I mean, my brainstorms are sunny.
Sunny.
Have a sun storm.
That's why you can never work in Alaska. Half the year, you just couldn't think of anything to do on the radio.
You think a bear hibernates.
Now, that other half of the year, though, it'd be nonstop. Just ideas, more ideas that you'd know what to do with. You'd have to bank some for later in the year.
Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, meat. Put it in the deep freeze for later. My ideas would have to just be in the deep freeze. Pull them out as the year goes by.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Was that an Adam idea?
Yeah. No, not an Adam idea. An Adam request that I come up with a game plan and idea and execution and drive to Hilton Head where he lives and wipe his ass.
Oh, my God. The funniest part, he's like, I thought you and Frank were the ones that were supposed to do. That's what I spread in the email. I'm like.
Yeah, Adam sends around an email about this. He's got a whole list. And it says, Frank, that's our web guy. You can do da-da-da-da-da. Alexis, you follow up da-da-da-da-da. That was the end of the email. There was no TJ. Do this or need you to do that. None of that.
Well, did Alexis's part say get with TJ to work on these ideas?
I didn't. That's none of my business. It's like reading somebody else's mail. Once I saw it was addressed to Frank and Alexis, I, you know, figured that I hadn't.
That
you know,
doesn't involve me.
Only mannerly thing I could do is just turn my head.
Uh-huh.
It's like reading somebody's ballot over their shoulder, and they're trying to vote.
Yeah.
None of my concern.
You're on your own.
I responded with a screenshot.
Ooh, got him with a screenshot.
I was like, screenshot of what? My email says.
Yeah. Oh, your email says something different from his?
No, I think there was an attachment with the email. I don't know because there's been so many emails. Y'all know damn
good well he's not opening attachments. That's on Adam then. Adam should not have put attachments on anything.
Right.
Because I was like, this is what I'm reading, so am I in the wrong? I don't know.
There was a spreadsheet attached to that he wanted TJ to open and look at.
No, I really didn't see the attachment on there. Was on the same email?
That's the thing. I don't know because when you said that, mm-hmm. I was like, well, I looked back at that email and I was like, okay, I know what email he's talking about, but this attachment came on another email for the same thing.
Okay, but you didn't see, is my name on that?
I'm pretty sure it probably was. I don't know.
But see?
I can't say for sure.
I'm saying for sure it wasn't. So therefore.
Hands clean of it.
That's right.
Huh. All right. I tried.
Yeah. I mean.
But I will do it. I mean, obviously, like I'm gonna have to, but not today in a storm. I mean, I'm pretty booked up. Maybe looking at next week at the earliest. I mean, today's almost Friday.
Yeah.
And I do have to work on that weekend blast off today.
Yeah. Then from Friday at 10 a.m. until Monday. You don't work on the weekend because it allows you to recharge your batteries to be fresh for the Monday show.
Exactly.
And then you can't do it on Monday because it's Monday.
Well, we have a golf tournament Monday.
And we have a golf tournament Monday.
Yeah, so we got to do that
and
Monday.
And then Tuesday.
Oh, I'll do. That's the perfect day for me to do it. Skip the golf tournament and go brainstorm ideas because Adam will be at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Oh. Right? So that's what I like to call ace time because he plays on your team.
Yeah. Man, I need to play golf this weekend bad.
Yeah, you need to practice.
Yeah, this is not, this is bad.
But it's going to be storming all weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, when is Adam coming?
Sunday night, I guess, because the golf tournament's Monday morning.
Okay. But yeah, I think that's a good idea. You and Adam handle the golf tournament, and I'll handle brainstorming on a boat or something.
As long as Adam knows that I talked about it, then I feel like I'm good.
What do you mean talked about it? Like talked about it with me?
Yeah.
In other words, you pushed it off on me?
I did not push it off. I just simply asked a question.
Yeah, you've kind of done all you can do in this instance, right?
So I feel like I'm also going to clean my hands of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then explain the LOLs that you put in your message to me about me doing it.
That's just to make it a like, oh, hey, I don't know what you're doing right now, so I hope that you take this message in a light way.
Mm-hmm.
LOL.
You got a lot of work to do.
You gotta do this. Yeah. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, Adam's like, it's no big deal. Just like, how long does it take you to make your gumbo? Or your recipe, your gumbo recipe? 8 hours. Oh, see, it won't even be more than 7. This much stuff.
LOL.
LOL. Yeah, you just always gotta put LOL after something that makes you know they're not gonna like because it makes it better.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm really excited to tackle it. I don't want it to sound like I'm not.
Does it make you uncomfortable trying to get TJ to do stuff? So that's why you message him and put LOL on there?
No, this is the crazy part. Adam told me to call him, and I said, I'm definitely not calling him without giving him a warning that I'm calling him. No. So that's not going to happen.
Adam says, call him because he's not answering my calls.
I'm learning how to maneuver my way through things to at least tell Adam, hey, I did it.
I don't think I've got to say that to Adam a lot. Like, listen, I try.
But he said that. He's like, I was on the phone with Adam yesterday. He's like, so just later on, call TJ up and ask him that. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm definitely not going to call him. I will text him.
Nobody's calling TJ. Yeah.
But he's got this other number that he got when he moved to South Carolina because his New York number wasn't working right, or wherever he was, you know, his temporary home while they were finishing his house or whatnot. And he'll call from that number, that new number. And like the other day, I couldn't get to the phone before it stopped ringing. It was across the room.
Yeah.
And I called him right back. And I just hit call back on that number. Every time he answers it, the connection is terrible. The cuts out and ends up dropping. So the other day, he finally just said, just don't even use that number anymore. I don't even know why it does that. Just go use my regular number. It's fine, whatever. But again, he calls from that number every time.
He has like three numbers, I feel like.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And one time I said, so this is the new office number? He goes, no, I wouldn't put this into your phone yet because I'm not sure I'm going to keep this or not. But that was 2 months ago, and I think that's the number TJ's referring to now. I was like, well, how long do you give it before you put the number in? Because sometimes I get confused. I forget, and I see a call come up from South Carolina. I'm like, I'm not answering that.
Yeah, that's the only way I know that it's him is because it says Hilton Head, South Carolina, because he said don't put it in.
I might not have this one. Well, that was you know 2.5 months ago.
Something shady's going on.
When are you making a decision on what's happening with this phone number?
He got a chat phone.
He gave me a new number to call yesterday, and it just went. It was dead. It went to nowhere.
That was a hint, though, Rob. That was like
he wanted me to test it for him. He goes, "Well, I guess they're not doing what I told them."
How do I tell Rob I don't want to talk to him today? I'm going to give him this other number to call.
He's like, "Okay, well then I'll just put the phone company." And Riggins and Alexis into the list of people who don't do what I ask them to do.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.